The over-self never changes. That which always remains the same never changes. That is reality. In a world of constantly changing scenes, fortunes, health and relationships, a precious possession is the knowledge that there is the unseen, unchanging real. Still more precious is awareness within itself of its ever-presence. The over-self never descends or climbs, never loses its own sublime consciousness. What really does this is something that emanates from it and that consequently holds its capacity and power in latency. Something which is finited out of the over-self's infinitude and becomes first the simple unit of life and later the complex human ego. There is no permanency anywhere except in ourselves. And even there, it is so deep down and so hard to find that most people accept the mistaken idea that their ego's ever-changing existence is the only real existence. The over-self does not evolve and does not progress. These are activities which belong to time and space. It is nowhere in time and nowhere in space. It is here, in this deep, beautiful, and all-pervading calm, that a man finds his real identity. There is only one over-self for the whole race, but the point of contact with it is special and unique and constitutes man's higher individuality. When a man discovers that the same over-self dwells in his enemy as in his own heart, how can he ever again bring himself to hate or injure another? It is a strange fact to which science as well as philosophy, experience as well as intuition can testify that thought from one mind can be brought into another mind, that the feeling of one man may affect the feeling of another without the use of written message or spoken word. If there were no common mind among all men, this could never happen, could never have been possible. If they were not all rooted in a universal consciousness, however secret and hidden it be, such silent transmission between their individual consciousnesses could never have been possible.